producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Terry Jones. How are you, Terry?
I'm great. Good morning.
And Terry, you as entrepreneurs and anyone in travel industry or anyone in the search industry are going to love this, because Terry, after working 24 years at American Airlines, was actually the founding CEO of Travelocity. He ended up after 6 years that went public for $1.2 billion. Then he founded another company, his co-founder, called Kayak, which after 8 years sold for $1.8 billion. And now he's doing something called Wayblazer, which is fascinating. It's the whole future using Watson and cognitive technology. So anything you want to know about the internet, about digital, about travel, Terry Jones is the man. And I also want to point out, if you ever look, he is one of the greatest public speakers and keynote speakers out there.
Well, thank you. You're very kind.
So let's start off talking. You're at American Airlines 24 years, I believe, after starting as a travel agent in 1971. And then you start working on the inside. This is called entrepreneurship. So for those of you who are in corporations and somehow you start this company, you're able to build it, and it goes for $1.2 billion 6 years later. Just talk about the challenges and how people could handle, like you, entrepreneurship.
Well, it's an interesting story because I was part of the Sabre division of American Airlines. We automated travel agents all over the world. But as we looked to the future, we said, gee, with this internet thing, maybe people can do this themselves. So there was a little department of six people that was doing an online venture. And I was CIO at the time of American Airlines. It was under me, and I said after a while, you know, I think I'd like to go do that. I'd like to take the risk to see if we can make that big. And we had to do a number of things as that little business grew because it was right in the face of our travel agent business, very conflicting, right? The travel agents didn't like this idea, to make sure that it did grow. So,
oh, by the way, anyone who hears that ambient noise of we are doing this interview in New York City.
Exactly.
So welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York. Hear the sirens. So one of the very first things I did, we moved out of the corporate headquarters into a strip mall. I wanted to get people out of the corporate.
Was that hard, getting approval from American Airlines?
That wasn't the hardest thing of the several things we did. But they had a little piece of space, and it was a couple miles away. But it was hard to convince everybody to move together because we had people from IT, people from marketing, people from sales, people from finance. And I said, look, we're all people for Travelocity. Let's move together. That was hard. And, you know, they had to go back to their staff meetings, and it was hard to get them to focus. But we managed, and that helped change the culture. Then I said, I want to hire from people from outside the company. And they said, oh, no, no, you have to hire inside first. And I said, I don't want inside people. I want outside people who don't know travel.
You wanted people who don't know travel. What did you want them to know?
I wanted internet people. I wanted marketing people. I wanted entrepreneurs. I wanted people who would push us, who would challenge us. Because we've been doing these things the same way for the 25 years I've been there.
So interrupt you. So when you interviewed someone, how would you know that they were that right person?
Well, it's always hard, but I was looking for a spark. I was looking particularly for younger people who weren't ossified by being in the travel industry for 24 years because we wanted to turn the travel industry on its head. So I hired people from internet marketing. I hired software people from totally different disciplines. I really wanted debate. And it took me a while to convince American to let me go outside and hire those people. That took about 6 months, right? Then it was really important that we have our budget was held at a very high level by the CEO, because otherwise, if I'd just been in the marketing department, they would have stolen all my money for a Super Bowl ad or something. So, you know, staffing, funding, location, pretty important in protecting this idea. And finally, I think most important, I define my job as air cover. And air cover was protect this idea from the corporation. Don't let people have to deal with accounting. Don't have to deal with IT. You know, let me be the buffer to keep this thing in the greenhouse until it grew up. And that's really hard because corporate entities, you know, don't like change and they don't like things that are different. So my job was really about air cover. It got big enough that eventually the company said, yeah, let's take it public. And we did.
Well, that went quickly, but it's phenomenal what you're saying, which is you had the position with the air cover. You hired these people who were just, they wanted to debate. You'd know people who were smart. Was there anything when you were hiring them where you could see someone and say, that person is smart enough for me? Any questions you'd ask when hiring people to find these brilliant people? Was it about past experiences, future, their vision?
Well, of course it is, but, you know, I learned something actually later from the CTO at Kayak, who's probably the best hiring manager I ever met. And every person he hires, he'll say, who's the smartest person you know? And then he'll go interview them. He hired somebody to work at Kayak who's a former Olympic medalist. And he just said, I like the guy's drive. He didn't know a lot about what we were doing, but he had tremendous drive, and he ended up being a great contributor. So, it's about really looking for very smart people who really have passion about something and, you know, bring them in and see how they do. And we were very lucky because mixing up the people who really understood travel with the people who didn't, the people who didn't understand travel would say, well, let's do that. And somebody said, well, we tried that before. And he said, well, yeah, but it's a new day. Why don't we try it again? And they would convince each other to go do crazy, risky things, which built Travelocity into the leading online travel agency, at least for a long time it was.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Terry Jones, who is the founder and founding CEO of Travelocity, and then was the founding chairman of Kayak, and then went to create a new thing where he's founder of called Wayblazer, which is using cognitive thinking and Watson to change the whole planning concept of travel. So we just spoke about the whole way of using entrepreneurship. Now you've already sold Travelocity after 6 months, or went public for
6 years.
6 years, 6 months. Wow! That but now you could do that.
That'd be great.
For $1.2 billion. And now let's talk about Kayak. And you've about 3 minutes till we take a commercial break. So Kayak was really a whole different thing. That wasn't entrepreneurship.
No, not at all. The Kayak idea, it was interesting. I had left Travelocity. I was working with a venture capital firm. We were looking for new ideas. And we said, why isn't there search in travel? Why isn't there just a search company? And we had a dinner with one of the founders of Expedia, one of the founders of Orbitz, me, the founder of Travelocity, and this VC. And we said, look, we've got all these people who come to our sites to get price, and then they leave and book with American, Delta, or Hilton. They buy direct. So they use us to get price, and then they buy direct. Why don't we build a company that does that? And that's what Kayak does. Search everything, and then you click, and you buy direct. So we hired a great CEO. We hired a fantastic CTO. We got venture funding, and it was a fascinating 8-year ride. Everybody thought we were crazy in the beginning, and of course everybody thought we were geniuses at the end. We went public, and then we sold the company to Priceline for $1.8 billion. So a great ride, and just a terrific idea at the right time.
And now it really operates separately from Priceline, even though it's a subsidiary.
Yeah, it's part of the group, but they really, you wouldn't know it's part of Priceline, but they have the power of Priceline and all that $68 billion of market cap behind them.
So when you were having this dinner with all these smart people and leaders, what was the click that made someone say, we should do something? Let's make this happen?
I think the click was, and this is true of e-commerce in general, you know, all e-commerce sites convert about maybe 4% of the people who arrive into buyers. Mm-hmm. If Walmart had a back door as big as the front door and everybody's walking out the back, everybody think they were crazy. But in e-commerce, you can't even, it's invisible.
Is that an actual number?
Yeah,
3 to 4%.
3 to 4% of arrivals. If, you know, 97% of the people walked out of Walmart without a bag, you'd think they were nuts. But in e-commerce, we let it happen. So we said, hey, all these people are coming to us just to get price, and they're leaving and buying it somewhere else. Why don't we make that process easy? So we decided, why don't we automate something people are already doing? And we automated that behavior and extracted a few pennies from every customer, and those pennies added up into a very big business.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we are speaking with Terry Jones. And Terry knows everything about travel, about digital, a brilliant keynote speaker if you ever are looking for a keynote speaker. What is your website?
It's tbjones.com.
And there they can see some videos. And you have some great videos that I've seen, too.
You can find me on YouTube.
And that's where I actually found out about you from, a speech.
There are just a lot of Terry Jones guys, ones from Monty Python. So keep looking until you find the bald guy.
Touché. Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We're going to be back with Terry Jones at...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're fortunate to be here today with Terry Jones, and Terry is first the founding CEO of Travelocity, and then he was the founding chairman of Kayak, and now he has started Wayblazer, which is the future of travel and digital. So here is the first thing. We have hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in. You've come up with great ideas several times, and they've all cashed in for over $1 billion. So that's proof in the pudding. How do you come up? How do these entrepreneurs come up with great ideas about the next big thing?
Well, you know, we talked about this earlier a little bit. I think both at Travelocity and Kayak, we took something people were already doing and made it so much easier than it had been before. The behavior of people at Kayak. Well, they were going to all these websites to find price, but then they only felt comfortable booking at Hilton or Hyatt or American. We made that process simple, right? Look at Travelocity. People were calling travel agents. They were checking around. They didn't know if they got the right price. Suddenly, all the prices are visible to them. They could see every price. And they said, oh, I don't have to call anybody. I can do this all myself. I met the little man behind the curtain. Look at Uber, right? Uber said, you know, they're not a limo company, but they made using on-demand cars very, very simple through tremendous software. Airbnb said, you know, the process of trying to rent an apartment or a home online is very, very difficult. They just built elegant software. They don't have any assets, which is really interesting. Uber doesn't own cars. Airbnb, the world's largest hotel chain, doesn't own a single hotel. They made the process simple. So I think...
And Facebook doesn't own content.
They don't own content. Alibaba, the world's biggest retailer,
doesn't own inventory. Exactly.
So it's... You don't have to own the assets. That's why four guys and a dog with a credit card can create a big company in Silicon Valley today. It's about the process. And it's about getting to the, what I call getting to the edge. And the edge today is being on the glass, right?
You're being on the glass?
The glass of the phone. In other words, I'm with you. I'm out of the edge. Look at Amazon. They have a new product called Amazon Dash. These little buttons that you can put on your washing machine to press to get more Tide, you know? Look at UPS. They now are putting 3D printers in their stores because they're afraid you won't have to ship something if you have your own 3D printer. So they have a 3D printer in the store. You can print it there, and they'll deliver it to your house. Everybody's pushing closer and closer to the customer to make your life easier and easier. So I think it's about seeing a problem, which is what we're doing with Wayblazer, which we'll talk about, and trying to make life easier for customers.
That's fascinating. I remember one of my first interviews was Jay Walker, who was founder of Priceline. Mm-hmm. He said you have to find something really big. And what you're saying is the same thing, but it's something really big. Like travel is one of the biggest industries, over $8 trillion globally. But then you find something that's being done already, but you find a better way to do it.
Exactly.
Wow. Just and you just look every day, everything you're doing, you observe every day? Or
you just observe what frustrates people and say, could I make that easier? You know, I spoke to 1,000 limo companies this summer, and they're all upset about Uber. And I said, well, just do it. Why don't you guys get together and have a piece of software? It's all you need. You have the cars. You have the drivers. I don't know if your driver is an Uber driver or another company. Get with the program. You know, but you're going to have to change the way you do business. And that's hard, particularly if I'm 55 and I've done it this way forever. I don't want to change.
And that's why your son Ben was able, while he's in college, to build a company and sell it and everything.
Yeah, I mean, at 21, he sold his first company, a video game company. Then he went to work for the big companies, EA and Sony. And now he's got a new video game company. It's just four guys. They raise their money on Kickstarter. They work in apartments. They outsource everything. You can do a whole lot with a little today. You can
Are
do
you allowed to
less.
Say what the company is if people want to look
at it? Oh, yeah. His company is called Fugitive Games, but the game that's just coming out is called Into the Stars. Going to come out in about a month, so it'll be out by the time this airs. But it's fascinating to me that they can build a very competitive game product with four people.
And that's the future of digital.
It is. It's absolutely the future because, look, every company I'm involved with outsources all their computing to Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's all AWS. You don't need computers anymore. You get your customers through social mm-hmm. or through search. Right? So I don't need a big advertising budget. I can outsource 3/4 of my company. I don't need a CFO. I can rent one. I don't need designers. I can get those people. I just need the core people. So business today, and by the way, I can raise my funds on Indiegogo or Kickstarter or something like that. I don't need all that infrastructure, but I can create tremendous value.
There you go. That's the secret to growing your business. So now we've got 3 minutes left. I want to talk about your grand finale for now, which is called WaveLasers. And I know IBM is a big investor of this. This is using Watson. So it's a whole brilliant move. Talk about what that is.
Well, I got involved with IBM Watson a couple of years ago. This is the computer that won Jeopardy. This is cognitive computing, a computer that understands words instead of numbers. It can analyze tremendous amounts of text. That's kind of new. Because we thought there needs to be a better way here. Again, we're talking about a better way. Search gives you clues, but it doesn't give you advice. Do you know there's 79,000 best hotels in Hawaii? Just ask Google. It'll tell you that. 79,000 of them. Well, that's not helpful. So we said, can we use this technology to help travel planning? And
planning instead of the reservation.
Right. We already saw booking.
Right.
With Travelocity and Kayak, but planning is hard. So on a major hotel that'll announce very soon, instead of saying I want to go to Tahiti June 6th to June 12th, you can say I want to go to a beach in February with my wife and two kids. Needs to have spa, golf, and kids activities. And we'll give you a set of answers.
So that's taking super advanced language.
Right.
Where it's almost predictive.
Natural language.
Right.
You can't do that on any site in the world today. And what's happening is it's turning shoppers into buyers at a very high rate. So that kind of natural language, suggesting things to do on your phone. Hey, it's raining this afternoon. Maybe you want to go to the spa because I know where you are. I know what time it is and I know what the weather is.
Right.
Right. Why don't we make it easy for you, again, to buy things when you're on site? I'm here in New York with my kids. WaveLaser should be suggesting those things to me, and it soon will. So it's an exciting new part of travel. I don't need to do this. Heck, I'm on Medicare. I don't have to do another business, but I want to turn travel upside down one more time.
So you've 30 seconds left. What inspires you personally?
I'm inspired by taking great technology and looking at customer problems, putting the two together, and creating value for the customer. And if you create value for the customer, you can create value for investors.
And your future is going to be?
Oh, heck, I'm just going to keep doing more things. I've been on 13 public and private boards. I'm an investor. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a public speaker. I'm an author. I got to keep doing stuff. It's fun.
And one more time, the website that people should go to if they want to see you as a speaker.
The website is tbjones.com, tbjones.com. And the book they can look at is called On Innovation, O-N.
Great having you on the CEO Show. Tess.
Thanks very much for having me today.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, Signal Blocking, Anti-Radiation, Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We're here today with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP, actually known as ARP as well. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, I want to start off, AARP, when founded in 1958, was known as American Association for Retired People, or Persons. But that's really not at all what it is, and I know you've got 38 million members now. Talk about what the organization really is.
Well, certainly, I think most people know that we actually dropped the American Association of Retired People well before 2000. And it was really a recognition that many of our members are no longer retired. I think nearly half of our members are still in the workforce, and so they're not retired. And so we wanted to make sure that AARP was keeping up with where our members were going and what it is they were wanting from us. And so we are very proud to be AARP, or ARP as some people call us, and really trying to be in those, our members' lives every day in whatever it is they are worried about or hoping for or wanting to do.
And so you have a focus now on people really 50 years old, and I happen to be 54 years old, and in full disclosure, a couple of years ago, I actually bought my insurance, my health insurance, through AARP. And I know that a recent study was done by you, and it showed that 50% of the 50-plus population say they will never retire. And frankly, I think I have the best job in the world. I don't ever want to retire. So how do you really reach the 50-year-olds, and what is that member experience like?
Well, I think that's, you hit on exactly what it is we're focused on, because we know that once you turn 65, when you're Social Security eligible, Medicare eligible, you're more likely to become an AARP member. But we're really focused right now on that 50 to 64 year old, trying to make sure that we're relevant to the issues that they're focused on. We hope our members see us in a different way, whether they're looking at the magazine, which is one of the largest magazines circulated in the world, or social media online, that we're really trying to change and adapt to what our members want from us. The last boomer turned 50 last year, and the first Gen Xer turned 50 in January of this year. And so we know that those folks who are just now turning 50 are online, using social media, not likely going to websites, and not necessarily going to open that piece of mail like we sent to you 4 years ago in the mail. And so we need to adapt and change as an organization, absolutely not forgetting those who are 65 and older, but also looking at the opportunity that we could have you as a member for some 40 years.
And you've changed the mission, right? You've now changed the mission to include enhancing the quality of life as we age. And as much as we want to fight that, it's sort of inevitable for all of us, isn't it? So it's a great mission. It impacts every person. We think about that, and now, and you're reaching out to the communities, which I do want to delve into in a few minutes. How do you balance what you're doing in the communities as well as, or with your, what your focus is on the members you have today? How do you balance those two?
Well, I would say I don't think we've changed our mission. We are about fighting for and equipping individuals to live their best lives. But the way people are aging is changing in a very dramatic way. And I like to call that disrupt aging, that my mother or father, 50 to them 20 years ago, is very different than the experience that I'm going through. I happen to be 57 years old. born in the year that our founders, a female, Dr. Andrews, started AARP. And so I look like you, Robert, and think this is the best job I've had, and I can't think about retiring. But I know that as a membership organization, we're looking at this, and people have options for what membership organizations do. And so while AARP has been extremely successful in the past, we need to make sure that we're here and that we have made this transformation and change so that people want to join AARP either because of our advocacy and our social impact work or because they love those discounts that they get on our products and services or that they want to be engaged with us in some kind of personal fulfillment way that we do as we help people with their search for jobs or are making sure that their skills are up to speed in the workplace. And so this whole idea of how do we start disrupting aging, how do we change the way people think about the 50-plus. And I like to say 50 is not the new 30. 50 is the new 50. And it's okay.
I like that.
It's okay that it's not that I want to be 30 again, but that I'm comfortable being 50. And it is energizing and exciting. And we need to get companies to start adapting to the needs of the 50-plus rather than the 50-plus adapting to the products that are on the market and that we're having to adjust the way we live and work to their products rather than to adapting to what we need.
And you've expanded the definition of your members, and that's a recent change. You're now operating in communities. 800 of your roughly 2,400 employees are now out in the states, out in the communities, making contacts and connections in there to improve the way of life for folks. How do you affect that change? How do you ensure you have the same quality and consistency of focus on each of the communities as you continue to decentralize, essentially, from the headquarters here?
One of the transformations that we've had to make internally is this. It's okay to take some risk. If we keep doing the same thing, we're going to get the same results. And so as we're rolling out this structure at the state level, we have a number of test sites. One of the ones that we're looking very closely to is in California. So our office used to be up in Sacramento, and now we're moving that office to L.A. There are 5 million Latinos in the state of California who could be AARP members. And how do we reach out to that community in a way that from Sacramento we couldn't do that? And so we're looking at how do we adjust those state office structures and show up in communities and show up in strip shopping centers and actual communities all across this country to deliver many of the programs that we have over the last 30 or 40 years, but also come up with new relationships and be better partners at the local community than probably AARP has been in the past.
So how will they provide the communities and the folks you have in communities, how will they provide information and insight back to you here in order for you to come up with new solutions, new ideas to push, again, back out to the communities you represent?
One of the things that I think is so important is actually getting customer feedback. So customer meaning our members, our partners, our volunteers. You know, we couldn't do the work that we do without the hundreds of thousands of volunteers that we have. And so we are now bringing all of that data from what we learn in communities all across this country into a centralized data bank here. And that information then gets fed back out across the country to say, here's what we're seeing happening in New York. Here's what's happening in Florida. How have we approached this particular social impact issue, whether it's around health security or Social Security, Medicare? Big issue for us now is around caregiving. You know, how do we move those issues of caregiving in state legislatures as well as here in Washington? And how do we come up with programming? Because we know if you're not a caregiver, you soon will be one or you will need one in your lifetime. And so that is a huge issue for how do we think about that at the local level, at the state level, at the national level? And how does that bring relevance to you as an AARP member so that we show value to being a member of AARP on the issues that matter to you the most.
And I was going to ask, how do you connect the two, that what you're learning from your communities and your members? Can you talk a little bit more about how the information and the insight you get from one group impacts the communities or from the communities back to your members?
Well, I think that's absolutely very important. And it's how do we learn from the value of what's going on in one urban city or one rural community. We have seen some of the testing coming back in terms of how we talk about the work we do, how do we convey that information back to our state offices and down to the local structure, and then how do we share that with our partners in community is very important. And it actually helps us become a better organization, not only with us inside of AARP, but those of us who, for those who are our partners out there who are also providing products and services.
So you've about 1 minute left until break. We are with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP. The question is, quickly, what will the member experience be like in 2020? High level.
I think the member experience will be flawless. You will the member will not be able to tell whether that person is right there in their local community or here in Washington. It'll be getting information that only you want to hear. So you won't be getting those multiple mailings from us. If you go online or to our website or to your mobile device, you'll be getting only that information that you've told us you're interested in. And I think that's key to our success.
We're speaking with Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. This is Robert Rees and Albert Rees. The CEO Show will be back in a few.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Robert Breese on the CEO Show. We're here today with Joanne Jenkins, who is the CEO of AARP. And I want to ask you about the culture. You've like 2,400 people, about 1,300 work in Washington, D.C. You're going through a major transformation of a company that impacts the entire fabric of America. What is your key leadership role as CEO of that organization, and what is it that you say in the morning, this is what I have to do and keep my eye on, I cannot let this ball drop?
I think my key role as CEO is to inspire staff to do more than they ever thought possible, to give them the strength and the courage to take risks and to say it's okay. I think that I've been fortunate that we have a dedicated group of employees who work here with us. They work here because they believe in the mission and the vision of AARP, and they want to positively change the lives of people who are 50 and older in this country. And not many organizations can say that. When we talk about our enterprise strategy, that when we make decisions, we're going to be making the decision of what's best for the enterprise, not me meeting my individual business unit goals that sort of tie up to the dashboard, but what's the best decision for AARP. And that's a huge transformation change for us inside this organization. We just did an employee survey last year, and 95% of the employees say they understand how their role makes AARP better and what our enterprise strategy is. And that alone is a major transition for AARP, of thinking through all three of our organizations, from the foundation to AARP, the C4, to our for-profit company, for all of them to be working together to say, we know we're here to drive social impact and to make lives better for people 50 and older, is a huge transformation.
Any lessons that you've learned as a leader going through this transformation in terms of your entire culture?
I think that the biggest lesson is that you need to bring everyone along at all levels of the organization. And not all good ideas come from the top. That, you know, we have staff who have been working here for 20 or 30 years, been in the field, and yes, there are major changes in technology, but really at the heart of the success is the people that you have here with you. And their commitment and their drive for bringing about change is what I think makes it all worthwhile.
In an earlier conversation, you made the statement, membership organizations are changing, and it's dramatic change, right? Talk about how AARP specifically is changing and the things you're seeing.
Well, when we look at it and we put ourselves up against other membership organizations and say, okay, who are we competing against? It's not necessarily other nonprofits. It's the Amazons. It's other Costco. It's those who offer discounts. Individuals can actually go online and lobby and do the kind of work that we do in the social impact area. And so we have to come up with that, why join AARP? Why does it make sense for us to pay that $16 a month or a year to be a member of AARP? And we have to create that value proposition that you believe in what it is we're trying to do, that we're trying to change the way not only America but the world looks at people who are 50 and older, that it's very different, that we have to get companies to really change how they think about the 50-plus. I think in the last numbers I saw in 2013 that people 50 and older are generating a $7 trillion annual capacity to buy products and services. And I often say, where else in Washington would a $7 trillion income be a problem rather than a solution? How do we think about getting companies to address this particular segment and come up with products and services and solutions that really help change the way that people are living?
You mentioned earlier 90% alignment to what you're trying to do as an organization. That's tremendous, particularly when the amount of change you're undertaking, if there's a point in your history where you would expect misalignment and people saying, gee, what am I doing and how are we working anymore, you're at a tremendous place with 90% alignment. So with that, what obstacles are you facing anymore in transforming AARP?
I would say that, we still face obstacles of being willing to take risk. Even though I say it's okay to take risks, what does that actually feel like and look like in my business unit? Getting that perception out there that AARP is for me, that people turning 50 and getting that card in the mail from us of how do we see this additional 50 years? Because the fastest growing age group in this country is people over the age of 85, and the second is over the age of 100. How do we get the whole country to start thinking and looking at this as an age group that can help solve some of the problems facing the country, whether it's workforce shortages or grandparenting kind of situations or volunteering? How do we get the country to look at this as a huge opportunity? I was talking to the people out of the Stanford Aging Institute, and they were saying that children today will likely have 4 to 5 sets of grandparents alive at one time. If you think about people living to be 90 and 100, you could actually have 4 different sets of grandparents. And how will that change the family structure and the support around that family community, and how do we start building up communities? Because we know that millennials and Gen Xers want to live and work in their community within 5 to 10 minutes. How does that change the dynamics of communities, livable communities, that you have the old and the young all living together in one community?
You coined a term earlier, we're no longer national, we're nationwide. It's a great play on words. You may have already covered it, but can you talk about what you were thinking and how you've explained it to the organization, as well as what does it mean to AARP?
And you will tell quickly because you've just 1 minute left.
Okay, great. It's really a recognition that we need to be where our members are. So we want to continue our tremendous advocacy work that we do in Washington and in the state capitals, but we really want to be where our members live and work, and that's in local communities all across this country. And so that transformation of putting our member first, putting the work, programs, services, educational information at our members' fingertips, and seeing AARP in their community as partners is key to where AARP is headed.
About 15 seconds left, the future of AARP.
I think the future is extremely bright. I think that we have the guts and the will to drive this change, to disrupt aging, and to really change the conversation in this country about what it means to grow older.
Joanne, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.